This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The second batch of Democratic presidential hopefuls took on one another, and they were especially critical of former Vice President Joe Biden. As VOA's Jim Malone reports on the event televised by NBC, age also became a factor in the debate.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, the current frontrunner, stood next to Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, currently running second in the polls. Biden and Sanders are both in their 70s, and the generational divide within the Democratic Party was on full display when California Representative Eric Swalwell challenged Biden directly.
I was 6 years old when a presidential candidate came to the California Democratic Convention and said, it's time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans. That candidate was then Senator Joe Biden. Joe Biden was right when he said it was time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans 32 years ago. He's still right today.
Democrats will hold their next debates in late July. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The House of Representatives has voted 305 to 102 to approve a Senate bill to provide additional money for emergency aid for the U.S.-Mexico border situation. Democrats gave up on an effort to add additional migrant protections to a Senate-passed border aid bill, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying that it was urgent to secure the funds the legislation would provide.
The children come first. At the end of the day, we have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available. Therefore, we will not engage in the same disrespectful behavior that the Senate did in ignoring the House priorities.
And the bill now goes to President Trump for his signature. He had threatened to veto a House version of that bill. This is VOA News. President Trump is continuing his one-on-one meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the Group of 20 summit in Japan. He met with his host, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He thanked the Japanese Prime Minister for support and for increasing placement of Japanese car factories in the United States. The president is also meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. Mr. Trump has meetings Saturday with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, China's President Xi Jinping, and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Senate is expected to vote on a measure today that would require congressional approval before the president could order any military strikes against Iran. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The amendment to a defense spending bill follows some tough talk by President Trump last week, threatening military action in response to the downing of a U.S. drone. Its authors say Congress must bring back its constitutional authority, but
I think everybody would take a deep breath.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says
the president made it absolutely clear that he's not interested in starting a war with Iran. I think it's laughable to suggest that he is.
The amendment is not expected to pass, but lawmakers agree the president shouldn't still be using the old war authorizations approved after the 9/11 attacks. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And all of this comes as Iraq draws a line in the sand over, I should say, Iran draws a line in the sand over its nuclear weapons program, according to multiple news agencies. World power signatories from Britain, Japan, China, France, Germany, and Russia are meeting with Iranian officials in Vienna this Friday to warn Iran to stick to the terms of their nuclear deal. But diplomats say that with Tehran feeling the pressure from punishing U.S. sanctions, expectations of saving the 2015 accord are low. The U.S. Supreme Court is blocking a citizenship question on next year's census, at least for now. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Initial reaction to the Supreme Court's decision on the citizenship question for the upcoming census was not surprisingly split along party lines. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham understood why the Trump administration wanted the question added.
I think a lot of people believe that how much money a state gets based on the number of people should be related to those here legally, not illegally.
Now the Democrats and Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
It was a carefully devised political strategy to discourage Hispanics from reporting their status to the census takers, and it was for political reasons.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Country Heat.